PJM rebooted its plans in March to lay a transmission line across the Delaware Bay from New Jersey, but with a much cheaper bill at $165 million. Originally, Delmarva Power customers were going to have to shoulder more than 90% of the cost for the project, but two new alternatives released this week exponentially cut that figure to between 7 and 10%.
When I heard this and I saw these numbers, I almost fell out of my chair. I was so surprised and excited, and I think it is a huge step towards fairness.
That's Representative Trey Pardee, the chair of the House Energy Committee. In the past, Pardee and others have complained that the few reliability benefits Delaware could get from the artificial island project aren't worth what residents would have to pay for. PJM will submit all three proposals, including the original, to federal regulators. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.